This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Cabo Jim Schaller.
Welcome, Good Neighbors, to episode number 94 of the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. Today we have Good Neighbor Melissa Van Osten from Lightning Restoration of Fort Myers. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Yes, good to get to know people in the community. Pleasure having you on here. Why don't we jump right in, and why don't you share a little bit about what you do over at Lightning?
Sure. So I am the business development manager. We are a local independently owned disaster restoration company. Our office is in Fort Myers. We do take care of all three counties, Charlotte, Lee, and Collier. And so my job is a lot of involvement in the community, building relationships, getting to know people, you know, getting our name out there. And yes, it's I love what I do.
You have to love what you do. How did you get involved in this business?
So I started in the restoration industry in 2017, actually purely by chance. I was working in another job doing independent sales, and I went into a company that was one of my clients, and they offered me a job in marketing in the restoration industry. And I thought, okay, you know, it had some great benefits. So I got into it, and then ended up, I really loved the industry. I love being able to help people most of all. And, you know, companies that do what we do, we kind of get to be superheroes for people who are just, you know, something has happened in their home and they don't know how to fix it on their own. And we can kind of come in and help them get everything back on track. So I love that aspect of it.
It's an awesome feeling, I am sure. So we've all endured some type of, I'm going to say, hardship or challenge along our journey that maybe we can look back and it's helped define us and put us in a better spot. Is there something that happened along your journey?
Honestly, moving to Florida, I moved here actually right after Hurricane Ian. The timing was purely coincidental, but there were a lot of life changes happening for me, and I had a mentality of go big or stay home, and so I moved away from Maryland, where I'd lived my whole life, and came down to Florida, me and my cat, and thought, hey, we'll see what happens. And it has been definitely the best decision that I could have made. It's been great.
Absolutely. Why Southwest Florida?
So I wanted a place where I would most likely be warm all the time, because Maryland is very nice during the summer, but if it's not the summer, it's cold, and I'm always cold. So I wanted sunshine and warmth year round.
I'm with you. I'm from Wisconsin. I feel the same way. I blame my parents for not being born down here. And I'll age myself a little bit, but back in the day, they had the USA Today newspaper was out there, and every day the nation's hotspot and cold spot, and the nation's hotspot every year was Fort Myers, and I'm like, I am moving there. I want to be as warm as I can.
Absolutely.
we love it down here. So what type of things do you enjoy doing outside of work?
So outside of work, I like to go to the beach as much as I can. One of the main draws for moving down here, absolutely. Right. I like to binge watch murder mysteries on, you know, all of the streaming services. And I really like a good karaoke night.
See? Awesome. You're in the right place. Any favorite beaches?
I'm sorry?
Any favorite beaches?
Oh,
you don't have to tell your secret ones, because, you know, we don't want everybody to know.
Right. I recently, I just went down to Lover's Key State Park. That was very nice. I enjoyed that. So, but I can't really say I have a favorite. I like them all.
They're all a little bit different, and that's why we love it down here.
Yeah.
So are there any myths or maybe misconceptions about the restoration industry that we can clean up for some of our listeners?
Yes, absolutely. So obviously, in what we do, which is, I'm sorry, I think I forgot to mention this in the beginning, water damage restoration, mold remediation, fire, smoke, odor damage, cleanup, trauma, biohazard, all of those things. And I think of all of those services, the biggest misconception is with mold remediation. So what we hear most frequently is people think that they can do it themselves with just a general cleaning, or the cringe phrase that we hate to hear, we'll just put some bleach on it because.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So that's absolutely, that is not correct information, and that will not work effectively or safely. You've got to first identify the source, fix the source, you set up a containment around the area that is affected, because obviously mold spores are airborne. So you don't want, when you start doing demo of drywall, vanities, cabinets, things like that, those mold spores that are hitting the air and just, you know, multiplying and going all over the place, you don't want those cross-contaminating an area of the house that may not be affected. So you've got to set up the containment chambers and then do the demolition. And then we do very specific steps of cleaning, with, you know, cleaning all of the studs, everything that's left in the area that has not been demoed, that, you know, that's not salvageable, that has to be gotten rid of. We use very specific antimicrobial cleaners. We will set up air scrubbers, which actually, within the containment chambers, that will actually truly scrub the air, remove the mold spores from the air. And then sometimes, depending on what's affected, you may need an AC cleaning. You know, that has to be done. And then at the end of that process, when everything has been thoroughly cleaned, the air is clean, everything is clean, we have a third party mold assessor that comes in and does what's called a post remediation verification. Basically just a test at the end to make sure we've done our job correctly and that the area is back to being mold free, or, you know, where it needs to be on the number scale with mold spores, to make sure that it's been done thoroughly. So that, you know, there's a lot involved in that. And I think people have a misconception that we kind of, you know, do more than is necessary, but that's not really true, because, you know, you want to make sure that everything is taken care of thoroughly, so that you don't have residual problems down the road. So.
Absolutely. And then I'm sure with Ian, you saw a lot, but now you're probably, are you still seeing things as a result of Ian?
Yes. You know, it's gotten less now that we're, you know, pushing into the second year from it. But yeah, absolutely. We're still a lot of people who, especially vacation homes and things like that. And if the owners haven't been here, or, you know, they don't have a good home watch company or something like that to be checking on these things. Yeah. We are still finding a lot of situations that mold has just gone wild because of the hurricane damage that was never addressed.
Now, are there some things that maybe our listeners could, you know, could recognize, or, you know, that they see that maybe puts up a red flag and say, hey, I need some help with this. You know, I need help.
Yes. That's a great question. One of the main things is if you see water stains on the wall, and even if it's something where you're like, oh, I don't think I've had any recent water damage, but if very often, if there are even small stains on your walls or your ceilings, that is indicative of a problem that's growing behind, and most of the time there is mold behind there. Obviously, another thing is if you're starting to smell, you know, a musty, mildewy, kind of moldy smell, that's usually an indication that you've got an issue somewhere. And then, of course, A lot of people are affected with respiratory issues if they're living in
Yep.
an environment where there's a lot of mold. So, not to specifically say, oh, if you have respiratory, if you're developing respiratory issues, you have mold, because that's not what we're saying. But it's an option to consider if it's something that you've not had before, symptoms you haven't had before. Might just be worth checking out. I'll say this now, we do complimentary evaluations. So if you think if you have any one of those situations and you just want someone to come and check it out with no obligations, we'll come out and do that. We never charge to do that. We'll bring out the moisture meters, the infrared cameras, climb into the attic, do a full visual inspection. And there's no cost to you at all for that. We just want to help you find, if there is a problem, and just give you peace of mind and kind of guide you where you might
That
need
is
to take the next step.
great. I love that. So is there one last thing that maybe our listeners should know about the restoration industry or what you guys do that they don't know?
I think the biggest thing that we want our customers to know is that our number one priority is to help them and to do what's best for them. There's a lot of mistrust for restoration companies because of storm chasers and companies coming in from out of state, and we understand that a lot of people have just had really bad experiences. So we just want people to know that, hey, yes, essentially all restoration companies are providing the same services, but we are always going to be working for the homeowner, property owner. Property owner or homeowner,
Yep.
with what is best for them. And we want to help educate them, and just give them a really good experience.
Perfect. Perfect. So, how would our listeners go about getting a hold of you if they have any questions, concerns, or red flags around their house?
Well, the best way is to call our office. And that number is 239 984 8440. So we have somebody obviously in the office during office hours, Monday to Friday until 4 p.m. We also are obviously always on call 24/7 for emergencies. And the emergency number is 855-850-5864. You can always check out our website. It's lightningrestore.com. And we are also on Facebook. Just search Lightning Restoration of Fort Myers.
Very good. Melissa, thank you very much for being on today, and thank you for being such a good neighbor. I hope to see you out in the community soon.
Right. Thank you so much, Jim. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpestero.com. That's gnpestero.com. Or call 239-296-2621.